The bill would not only modernize water and sewer, but also roads, bridges, and rail systems across the country at a cost of $715 billion. Steve Kelly is a spokesperson for Republican Senator Pat Toomey. Kelly says the senator would not support tax increases or adding to the national deficit as ways to fund the legislation.
What he would like to see happen is that most of this bill be paid for through reprogramming of the over $1 trillion in stimulus and COVID relief bill revenue that doesn't go out the door until next year.
Kelly says Senator Toomey is sympathetic to increased infrastructure spending, as long as it concentrates on actual infrastructure, but excludes anything related to social welfare. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.